Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a coalition of 15 other attorneys general in filing a lawsuit to stop the National Science Foundation's attempt under the Trump administration to gut funding for critical scientific research and education at universities in Wisconsin and across the nation. The lawsuit filed Wednesday seeks to block the implementation of two NSF policy directives that jeopardize scientific research at Wisconsin universities and threaten the global role of Wisconsin and U.S. public universities in scientific innovation. One directive issued in early May threatens millions of dollars in NSF funding used by Wisconsin's public universities to pay for the infrastructure necessary to carry out federally funded research, including laboratory facilities, administrative support, data security, regulatory compliance, and other shared institutional resources. These expenditures are known as indirect cost. The NSF directive imposes a 15% cap on indirect cost reimbursements for all NSF-funded research at higher education institutions. At UW-Madison, where negotiated indirect cost rates for on-campus research typically range between 50 to 60%, this cap is expected to result in an annual loss approaching $38 million by fiscal year 2028. The other directive issued in April has resulted in the targeted termination of NSF-funded projects directed at expanding participation in science, technology, engineering, and math by underrepresented populations. Such projects are intended to maintain the nation's competitive edge by harnessing previously untapped potential and expanding the domestic STEM-capable workforce. At UW-Madison, the NSF has terminated 16 such grant programs whose estimated award amounts are approximately $14 million. Of that amount, UW-Madison had drawn approximately $8.2 million with an anticipated additional disbursement of approximately $5.9 million over the life of the awards. This includes the termination of a project at UW-Madison aimed at advancing math and science learning opportunities in indigenous communities. Its termination disrupted efforts to expand access to science, education, and support economic development in underserved rural areas. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced the finalization of a new regulation aimed at protecting kids from lead poisoning. According to a press release, the agency has lowered the threshold for lead poisoning from 5 micrograms per deciliter to 3.5 micrograms per deciliter. The threshold change will allow more families to access educational and health resources to address lead poisoning. DHS officials estimate that about 1,400 more kids will now qualify for environmental intervention services. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has established a new committee that will be responsible for reviewing and setting new state report card standards. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has recently faced criticism from some Republican and Democratic lawmakers over the post-pandemic testing standards, which they feel are too low. The committee will include over 24 members from education backgrounds and will begin meeting next month. The identities of the members chosen for the committee have not yet been released. A Northeast Wisconsin school district is the subject of a discrimination investigation by the U.S. Department of Education. Lisa Hale has that story.
On Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights opened a Title VI and disability discrimination investigation into the Green Bay Area Public School District. The investigation is based on a complaint filed by a Green Bay mother and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WIL, who alleged that the district discriminated against an elementary school student with dyslexia because he's white. Will claims the district prioritizes special education services to students based on racial priority groups, which are First Nation, Black, and Hispanic students. The complaint further alleges that the district discriminated against the student based on disability and failed to provide timely and adequate special education services.
Lori Blakesley, the Director of Communications and Public Relations for the school district, said the district has, quote, no comment as it is an ongoing investigation, end quote. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center participated in National Stop the Bleed Day on May 22nd by training 15 staff to refresh skills and learn new techniques to stop life-threatening bleeding until advanced professional help arrives. Uncontrolled bleeding accounts for nearly 40% of trauma-related deaths worldwide. The average time it takes to bleed out is 3 to 5 minutes, but it often takes 7 to 10 minutes for a first responder to arrive. Stop the Bleed training teaches ways to stop the bleeding until advanced professional medical help arrives. This training is available to anyone who is interested. No medical training is required. Learn more at stopthebleedcoalition.org. 3 Northeast Wisconsin students have placed in the top half percent of students in the country. Lisa Hale has more.
1 Oshkosh West High School junior did what less than 1/4 of 1% of American students can do each year. He achieved a perfect score of 36 on his ACTs. Roman Stonick credits his hours of studying and participation in the math team with his success. 2 of his classmates, Aria Bowler and Samuel Kirshner, each earned an impressive score of 35. All are outstanding academic achievements and place the students from Oshkosh among the top students nationwide.
Vernon County Department of Human Services is accepting requests for proposals for the provision of meals for the Senior Nutrition Program in Viroqua, Westby, Lafarge, DeSoto, Hillsboro, and Reedstown. The contract period for the proposals is from January 1, 2026 through December 31, 2026. Sealed proposals must be labeled Senior Nutrition Program bids and submitted to Jill Bender, Director of Vernon County Department of Human Services, at 318 Fairlane Drive, Suite 100, Viroqua, 54665. Proposals will be accepted until 4:30 Monday afternoon, June 16th. For more information, contact Brenda Olson, Unit Director of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County, at 608-637-5201. Specification packets will be available at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County at 402 Courthouse Square, Viroqua, 54665. Dane County is seeking public input related to Chapter 71, Regulation of Icebound Inland Waters. This ordinance is intended to promote public safety on the frozen lakes in Dane County. Regardless of ordinance language, the risk of travel on frozen water is held by the traveler. The existing ordinance covers the prohibition of cars and trucks, weight limits and flotation requirements for all-terrain vehicles, regulation of airboats and hoverboats, parking at public facilities and docking at piers, mooring buoys and rafts. A public informational meeting for individuals that wish to learn more about the ordinance will be held Tuesday, June 17th from 6 to 8 at the Lucier Family Heritage Center in Madison. Representatives from the Dane County Sheriff's Department and the Land and Water Resource Department will be present to provide information and to answer questions. Public comment will be accepted at the public informational meeting, and written comments will also be accepted online through July 15th. For more information, including an online public comment form, visit the project website at wrd.danecounty.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for the 2025 Learn to Hunt Deer program at Sandhill Wildlife Area. Applications will be accepted through July 1st. Sandhill's Learn to Hunt workshops include classroom instruction, hands-on field experience, and a mentored hunt on thousands of acres of intensely managed wildlife habitat. This unique opportunity provides participants with a rich educational experience while achieving deer management objectives on the 9,150-acre property. The program is open to young hunters aged 12 to 15. Adults without previous experience hunting deer with a firearm may also apply. A chaperone must accompany all hunters. Registration for the program is $40. All participants and accompanying mentors must attend one of the workshops to be held August 20th, 22nd, or 23rd. Both the youth and adult workshops will cover the same topics. The program will culminate with a 2-day hunt on November 8th and 9th at Sandhill Wildlife Area near Babcock in Wood County. All participants must complete a hunter education course before the hunt. Apply for the 2025 Sandhill Learn to Hunt using the online application on the Wisconsin DNR webpage.